Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Man Who Never Returned, a story inspired by a song by the Kingston Trio, written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Forrest and his family in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Tallulah and Harper and their family in Houston, Texas, Tonkla and Nacha and their family in Bangkok, Thailand, Francesca Enneking and her family in Lawrence, Kansas, JJ and his family in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Moses Duran and his family in Southgate, California, and Willow, Juniper, and Griffin and their family in Chelsea, Quebec. Thank you so much, Griffin, Juniper, Willow, Moses, JJ, Francesca, Nacha, Tonkla, Harper, Tallulah, and Forrest. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and Friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Man Who Never Returned. The train chug-whooshed clattered to a stop at the platform. The crowds inside who wanted to get off started pushing against the crowd outside who wanted to get on. There was a messy push-pull of crowds flowing past each other, and Charlie felt himself being pulled along by their tide. He was swept into the train and found himself an empty spot to stand between someone holding a bag of onions that smelled like shoes and someone else with shoes that smelled like onions. Just another wonderful Boston morning on the Metropolitan Transit Authority, or the MTA for short. Charlie lived near Kendall Square in Cambridge, but he worked in downtown Boston, so the train it was. Every morning, he would get up early, pack himself a sandwich, and kiss his son and wife goodbye. Then it was a short walk to the MTA station, where he would be swept into his morning train. Those days, it cost 10 cents to ride. That seems pretty cheap, but Charlie only earned 80 cents an hour, so he had to budget carefully. Of course, all the careful planning in the world won't save you when the tax man comes. The wheels of government are slow, but heavy when they come rolling. And that day, they were about to roll right over old Charlie. As he settled into his ride, he noticed new signs hung up all over the train. They read, "New exit tax, 5 cents.
"An exit tax?" he muttered. "What's that about?"
"Don't you read the paper?" said the man with shoes that smelled like onions. "The politicians get their 10 cents to get on, now they're taking 5 cents to get off. They are literally gonna nickel and dime us to death."
"When does it start?" Charlie asked.
He only brought a dime a day, and he had already spent that to get on the train.
"It starts today," said the man with onions that smelled like shoes. "I made sure to bring my nickel. Everyone made sure to bring their nickel. Man, I can't imagine if I forgot my exit nickel. That would be just about the worst, most embarrassing mistake a man could make. I even made up a rhyme. You want to hear it? Of course you do. Nickel, nickel, don't forget your nickel. Nickel, nickel, it's bigger than a dime."
"That doesn't rhyme. What are you talking about?" said Onion Shoes.
"Ah, it does so. You want to get walloped?" said Shoe Onions.
Luckily for Charlie, a few minutes later, the train chug-whoosh clattered to a stop. The two men, still shouting, surged off onto the platform with everyone else. It was only then that Charlie noticed the MTA man stationed at the door, taking nickels from everyone as they pushed by.
Hey, sorry, Charlie said when it was his turn to get off. I didn't know about the new exit tax. Not my problem, said the MTA man. Next in line. Oh, come on, this is unfair. Unfair? Boston's never had an unfair tax, snapped the man. Never had an unfair tax? Ever heard of the Boston Tea Party? I'm too old for tea parties. Next in line. But I need to go to work. Next! The people behind Charlie, tired of waiting, pulled him away from the door. He tried to leap free, but the MTA man spiked him back like his noggin was a volleyball. Well, that didn't work, Charlie said, rubbing his forehead. So much for getting to the office today. The train pulled away, and Charlie was forced to keep on riding. It was the same at the next stop, and the next. No matter where he tried to get off, they charged the same 5-cent tax. Charlie was stuck like a spider in a web, if webs could be train cars and spiders could be tax collectors with bad attitudes and surprising athleticism. The day rolled by, people streamed off and on, and Charlie found a seat to sulk in. At noon, he ate the sandwich he had packed, but by dinner, his stomach was grumbling loud enough to hear over the constant chug of the train. Hey, he said to the MTA man, I'm hungry. When does the train stop for the night? I really need to get off. Train runs 24 hours a day, the man replied, and the exit tax is still 5 cents. So we're stuck here? Not at all. That's a relief. My shift ends at 8. You're stuck here. Charlie sighed and slumped back into his seat. The crowd slowly thinned until no one was on the train but Charlie and the workers and an occasional person transferring lines. Charlie worried about what his wife and son must be thinking with him gone for so long. It was with them on his mind that he finally slumped over to sleep. Of course, a public train isn't the best place to sleep, so it was a long night. Charlie woke up twice to people yelling, 4 times for people complaining about the Yankees, and once to a strange man brushing his hair. All in all, he was still plenty exhausted when morning came, but he was hoping that his wife might show up looking for him. Next stop, Kendall Square! Charlie squeezed up to a window and looked about. There, he saw his wife. She was looking all around with wild eyes. It looked like she hadn't slept great either. Becca, over here, he shouted. She turned and Charlie saw her face shift through emotions like a magic trick. She looked relieved and angry and confused all at once. It would have been funny if Charlie hadn't been so confused. Charlie, why didn't you come home? She said, running up to his window. There's a new exit tax. You didn't happen to bring a nickel, did you? What? No. How about a sandwich? The train started to pull away from the shop. How about a sandwich? Charlie shouted, but it was lost in the noise of the train. Charlie was stuck on board for another day. He managed to have a little breakfast when someone left a muffin behind, and lunch was muffin crumbs. Luckily for everyone, there was a bathroom on the train. Of course, it made the Charles River look clean by comparison, but at least he had a private place to, well, go. That night, Charlie was woken up by a voice at his window. He looked up and saw that he was at the Scollay Square station, and his wife, Becca, was standing outside. He grabbed her hand through the small window, and she pushed in a brown paper sack. I couldn't get a nickel, she said. And your work called. They fired you because you missed 2 days now. What? How am I ever supposed to get off this train? With a whistle, clang, lurch, the train started off again down the rails. I love you, Charlie called. I love you too, said Becca. Charlie sighed and slumped back into his seat. No job meant no more money. No money meant no 5 cents to pay to get off the train. It looked like he was going to be stuck there for a while. He looked over and saw the paper bag his wife had given him. He looked inside and smiled. Chicken salad or salami? What sandwich should I eat first? And that night, he went to sleep with a full belly and no one brushed his hair at all. Or maybe he slept through it, but either way, it was better than the first night. From then on, Charlie adapted to his new life on the rails. Sure, he never made it to the office. He never got to visit with his mother in Jamaica Plain. He couldn't switch lines to see his sister in Chelsea or his cousin in Roxbury. But on the upside, he didn't have to work. His wife came and visited him every afternoon and brought him sandwiches. At night, she would bring their son and they'd share some quick but quality time. Charlie had even started reading him a book. Sure, they had to do it about 10 words at a time, but it was better than nothing. Eventually, they got rid of the exit tax on trains, and then they got rid of the politician who invented them. The wheels of government are slow, but heavy when they come rolling. And Charlie... no one knows what happened to Charlie in the end. There was a music group called the Kingston Trio, and they wrote a song about him. I think their chorus says it best. Did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever 'neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. The end. Today's story, The Man Who Never Returned, was a story inspired by a song by the Kingston Trio, written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.